This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports. AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tippin Gymnasium at the campus of Clarion University. It's Championship Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Six championship games for the District 9 here today. I will be bringing you the Bradford Owls against the Punxsutawney Chucks. This is James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. I often say about the buzz in the building, well, there's a buzz in the building today. Your Bradford Owls are going to try to bring home a D9 title. And I spoke with a few of them earlier, and they're ready. As well as I am ready for all you folks back there in Bradford. We've got a great set of sponsors here today, and Jason and I hope you enjoy the afternoon with us.
I am excited to be with you today, JP. It has been a long time coming. I think 2020 possibly was the last year that we were able to participate in this game. We haven't brought a trophy home since 2013, so it's long overdue. District 9 championships have been sitting in too many other schools' trophy cases. It's time to bring one back to Bradford.
It is time to bring one to Bradford. I got a great feeling about tonight's game. As we know, the last two games your Owls have played have been their best two of the season. Jason and I were talking on the way down, actually the two games before that, they were both losses, but they were close losses. And the team has turned a corner about, say, 3 weeks ago.
They've been playing really well. Coach Bernardi's been able to rotate some guys in, especially the last part of the regular season, get some guys some minutes, try to find out what's going to click for the postseason. The game against St. Mary's in the semifinals, he kind of hung with his five main guys. But this is a big court, and there's a lot of space to gobble up. I think he's going to have to use a lot of his bodies, but they're capable. Go deep into your bench and, just try to wear Punxsutawney out.
Yeah, both teams still warming up. We're right on time. Very well-organized event here today. The first game, just to get you caught up to date, the St. Mary's Lady Dutch brought home a title. They beat Punxsutawney by 10 points. I think that was a surprise. I'm not sure who was ranked higher on the but the Punxsutawney Chucks come in ranked number one in the district, and your Bradford Owls come in ranked number three. But all rankings and records are out the window. Somebody's going home with a trophy.
Well, especially this year with our district, everybody's pretty evenly matched. Everybody's about 500, and whether it was us or whether it was St. Mary's or Punxy, Clearfield was down a little bit. But for the most part, all these teams are pretty even. So I really don't see where one team had an advantage over another, and that's why this championship today is ripe for the pickings for us.
Yes, it is. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with you here from Tippin Gymnasium on the campus of Clarion University. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Today's Bradford Owls District 9 Championship Basketball game is brought to you live on WESB Sports and on demand at WESB.com. Sponsored by W.R. Case & Sons, The Model T Inn, New Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Metallico, Burns & Burns Insurance, Jim Coast Sales & Service, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, and the Love Toyota Collision Center. This is Bradford Owls Championship Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Okay, just about to get underway here at Clarion University. James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. This is exciting, Jason.
Yeah, it's great to be back in this atmosphere. Long time coming. As you noted, the renovations done in this gymnasium have been incredible. The whole facility is beautiful. It's exciting to be here.
They just announced the winner of this game will host, and I don't know who it is, but it's the number four seed from the Whippeel next Friday night. So I don't exactly know what host means, if it'll be in our district or in Bradford. So we'll get to that. Oh, whoa, wait a second. I got a little ahead of myself.
That's right. Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself.
So let's run down the starters real quick. For Punxsutawney, it's going to be Reaver, Presloyd, Nurse, Kangurski, and Thomas. For your Owls, it's going to be our pretty much standard starting lineup. Adam Ward, Jake France, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, and Talon Reese. Your Owls are going to be in the road reds with the black and white trim. Punxsy's going to be in the home whites with red trim.
I think, you know, this week I give a lot of credit to Bradford and to our athletic department, our coaching staff, for getting our guys out on the Pitt-Bradford floor. Great way to prepare for the bigger space. The sight lines are going to be different than what you're used to at the Owl's Nest. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the Owls were out at Pitt-Bradford getting their reps, going through practices out there. So they should be ready for the space, you know, because it is a lot different. You know, walls aren't as close. You know, sight lines are different. So hopefully they're ready to go.
I talked to a few players after the last game and said, hey, guys, what's the difference? You know, and they said, we don't want the season to end. So here we go. We're courtside here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So it's loud. I'm sure you can tell.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, you know, as you noted, Punxsy girls played in the first game, so they have a strong contingency of fans here right now that hung around. So, and that's a solid by District 9 to let, you know, obviously not make people go
it's
back
actually,
and forth.
Yeah, it's three doubleheaders today. After this, the Elk girls and Elk boys will be playing, and then a Clarion team will play the two late games. So we're about to get underway here, ladies and gentlemen. Chase Weinberg jumping against Nice for Punxsutawney. Sit back, enjoy District 9 championship basketball. And we're underway. Bradford wins the tip. Reese is going to cross the timeline. Punxsutawney drops back in a man-to-man defense. Talon Reese, top of the key. Off to a wing, Warner. Jake France. Adam Ward on a point. Owls being, you know, looking for the open man, taking their time. Here's Chase Weinberg out deep. Chase gets it to Warner. Tough defense here by the Punxsy Chucks, man to man. Talon Reese on a point, drives in, foul line, kicks it back out. Warner thought about a three. Owls still with possession. They reset. Here comes Talon Reese. Talon tries to drive. He gets cut down. Jake France with a three ball off the mark, but Weinberg cleans it up. It gets tipped away. Jason would have had a nice layup there, but Bradford maintains possession.
Good look by Chase underneath. It looked like he got hit across the arm, but no call, but yep. We maintain possession.
Coach Bernardi talks to Jake about a different play. Weinberg at the foul line. He gets a step on his man. He drives in, and it's a foul. It's going to be on Punxsutawney. Number three. That's Thomas. His first foul. Chase Weinberg's going to be at the line for two.
Nice take by Chase to the basket, although I did think that the Punxsy kid may have slipped underneath him to take the charge, but call went our way.
The first one come up way short for Chase. Maybe a little nerves here for the Owls to start.
For sure, yeah. And again, I mean, this is a wide open facility. It a little muscle memory. It's probably tough to judge as those two free throws fell short.
Yep. Punxsy with their first possession of the game. The Owls drop back in a man-to-man defense. So these two teams played twice this year. They split the season. The Owls had their best game of the season back home at the Owls Nest against Punxsy 2 weeks ago. So good defense here by your Owls. Punxsy likes to drive and kick out for that three, and that's off the mark, out of bounds. So the last time they played, a lot of that drive inside, kick back outside, three ball.
And I know that the team prepared for that, and they watched a lot of film on how Punxsy likes to drive and get to the bucket. And then kick out if that collapses,
because
they're a strong team. They like to take everything to the hoop.
Okay, the first 2 minutes are gone here, and we're scoreless at Clarion. Jake finds a hole, goes all the way to the hole, and it's in. Jake France for the first two of the game.
Nice take by Jake on the left side. He's left-handed, so he loves to go that side.
As always, if he gets that first step, he's gone. If he can get that first step on his defender. So Bradford playing a tough defense again. Punksy kicking it around. They're still up top. Penetration there. And there is a... Oh! They're going to call a foul, I believe, on Talon Reese. And that's his first and the team's first.
Kind of a sloppy entry pass by Punksy, and I thought actually Talon tied that up, but they got him for a reach on the wrist.
Yeah, it was going to be close to a jump ball there. There's a little extra music for you folks. So we are right in the thick of things down here at the right on this court side. Punksy kicks it around. There's a three ball. It's in and out. Rebounded by Punksy. Back up and in. Strong rebound. Strong rebound by Nice there, and we're tied at two. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Talon Reese drives, kicks it out to Jake. Jake's going to take a three. Three ball is good by Jake France. Five quick points by Jake, and the Owls lead 5-2.
Good start for Jake. Good start for the Owls.
And there's a drive. Quick drive and a missed layup by, he got around the man. That was Presloyd. And missed the layup, and the Owls come away, and there's a foul on Punksy. That foul's going to be on Kingerski, his first, the team's second. What a facility this is. I haven't been here in a number of years, and they've really done a nice job with it.
That was beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. But it's still a bit of an echo chamber, as it's quite loud, as it always has been in here.
Yeah. I recall those runs of the mid-90s, and we used to pack the Bradford people in here.
Yeah.
It was loud then, but it'd really be loud now. Bradford's inbounded under their own basket. Owls lead 5-2, 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Warner thought about a three. Reese dribbles down, still with the dribble. Going to go all the way, and he's going to be fouled. Two shots for Talon Reese. So Talon got a step on his man.
Nice aggressive take to the basket by Talon. I like the aggression that the Owls are showing, trying to get to the bucket, trying to get easy shots. But if things collapse, they're looking to kick stuff out.
So that's a second foul on Kingerski. Talon's free throw is off the mark. And I really think so far the Owls are struggling with that depth perception, that openness behind the basket.
That's it. I mean, it's not a wall like you're used to seeing at home. They're even at Pitt Bradford. It's a wide open patio, where you got people sitting behind there having a snack.
Talon Reese, second one up and in and out. So the Owls are 0-for-4 from the line right now, but they do lead 5-2. Punksy with possession. And there's a nice move and a layup missed and a rebound. That's Nice again cleaning up the boards for Punxsutawney in the putback. So he's got all four of Punxsutawney's points. Here comes Talon Reese across the timeline. Talon, Weinberg in the corner. Back out to Adam Ward. Jake France at the top of the key. Jake barking out some orders. And Jake's going to take his man, get cut off. And there's a foul on Jake France for a charge.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that call. That.
Okay, so I just learned this, ladies and gentlemen. This is a 60-second media timeout, so we're going to take a break. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals in a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries. Meet your friends at the T on the weekends and enjoy the races, basketball, golf, or whatever sport you're into on their big HD TVs, and take advantage of their drink specials. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Halfway through the first quarter here, Bradford leads 5-4. Punksy's going to inbound the ball. think both teams struggling with that depth perception a bit. You know, it's just a different place. There's a nice drive in and a basket by Weaver. Punxsy takes the first lead, and there's some full court pressure coming off the made basket. Jake France is going to take it across the timeline. Punxsy take their first lead at 6-5. 3:15 to go in the first. Wyatt Starks checked into the game for Brendan Warner. Stark, Adam Ward up top. Stark in the corner. Stark dribble, nice pass to Weinberg underneath, kicks it back out. Jake's got another three off the mark. And there he is, Adam Ward with a rebound, and he got fouled. I love when Adam's hustling, which he always does.
Always does. He got up a little gimpy after that. I don't know if he tweaked an ankle, but looks like he's okay.
Nice investment. His first.
That's the team's
foul number four.
That's team foul number four on Punxsy. So the next foul, the Owls will be shooting two. Talon Reese with the ball on the baseline. Picks up his dribble, gets it out to Stark. Stark to Weinberg. Weinberg down the lane. Oh, and him and Adam Ward weren't on the same page, although it looked like Chase got fouled there, actually, when he threw that pass.
We just got to settle down. Settle down. I sense some nerves right now.
Yep.
In both teams a little bit.
Yep, only 6-5 here at Punxsutawney with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Punxsy working the ball around the outside. They've gotten it down low a couple times, and there's a second foul on Jake France, and that is something we really don't want, Jason.
No, and looks like Coach Benardi's going to Marcus Twilliger.
Number 10, Jake France. That's his second team foul, number three.
So, yes, Marcus Twilliger checks into the game for Jake, who's got two fouls. I won't say quick, but kind of quick.
That hurts.
Yep. And Marcus has done a great job off the bench, but I don't know if anyone equals Jake's speed out there. So Weinberg on the defense right now. Owls and a man-to-man. Tough defense. Punxsy good at penetrating and kicking the ball around. There's a little bit of a bobble. And Weinberg, tough defense.
I thought that should have been a double dribble. He bobbled that pass, we went to the floor, and he started dribbling again.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. So there's a tip ball. Punxsy maintained. No, Talon Reese comes away with it. There's a little scrum on the floor there. Talon come away with it. So the Owls' quick hands create a turnover. Here goes Talon. Picks his dribble up. There's Twilliger at the point. Reese in the corner. So two subs in there right now, Twilliger and Wyatt Stark for your Owls. Weinberg, top of the key. Adam Ward at a point. Wyatt Stark finds an open Talon Reese, and boy, that looked good, but it didn't go. And there's a foul on Adam Ward. Away from the ball.
His first.
The Owls got a
foul, number four.
That's number four in the Owls. So any foul in the last 1 minute, 12 seconds here, the team will be shooting two. Punxsy with possession, 6-5 lead.
We got to do a little bit better job on the boards. Punxsy's a little more aggressive when it comes to rebounding right now in this first quarter.
Yep. I would like to thank our sponsors today for bringing this broadcast to you guys. You're going to hear the commercials, but I'm also going to mention them. Thank you very much to W.R. Case & Sons. They've been a longtime sponsor of Bradford Owls basketball. And thank you, W.R. Case. So there's a ball out of bounds off the Owls. 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. Punxsy with possession. Passing it around the outside. 1 point lead for Punxsy, and there's a blocking foul on Weinberg. That's Chase's first, and it's the team's fifth, so Punxsy's going to go to the line for two. And a lot of whistles against the team in red here recently.
Punxsy tried to make an entry pass to the guy in a low block on the right-hand side. Chase is just trying to knock him off the block. I thought it was good defense. His hands were up, but apparently a pushing foul.
First free throw's up and good. That's Thomas with his first points of the game, and Punxsy leads 7-5. Warner comes back into the game for Reese. So right now you've got Ward, Weinberg, Twilliger, Stark and Warner out there. The second free throw is up and good by Thomas. So it's an 8-5 Punxsutawney lead with 39 seconds to go. Terwilliger picks up his dribble, gets it to Ward. Ward travels. I just looked uncertain what to do with it. Adams not happy with himself there. He had a turnover. So Punxsie's going to have the ball with 31 seconds to go and a three-point lead.
Well, let's see if we can hold them here and just be thankful we're only down three.
Yeah. I don't want to say that they're going to hold for a last shot, but it appears that right now. 8-5, Punxsutawney leads. And they will hold for a last shot. 10 seconds. Owls in their tough man-to-man defense. 4 seconds. Good defense. Looks like they're going to throw up a three, and it's off the mark. They... Okay, I almost thought that he called a foul. So that's the end of the first quarter. Your Owls trail 8-5. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the start of the second quarter. Punxsutawney will start with possession, leading 8-5. Owls come back with their original starting five. Ward, Weinberg, Reese, France, and Warner. Punxsutawney working it around the outside. We really can't get a foul on Jake right here.
Yeah, interesting move by Coach Bernardi to put him in.
Yep.
But, you know, and he's aggressive, so he's going to have to balance that.
Punxsie's still working it around the outside, trying to get it down low, but no luck. Good defense by your Owls. There's a three ball for Punxsie, and it's good. That's Nish again. He's got 7 points now, Punxsutawney. They lead 11-5. Owls need to get a basket here. Here's Adam Ward with the ball. And a pass down low is tipped away by Punxsie, and it goes. Punxsie comes away with the ball after a large scrum in the corner. And now they're going fast to the basket. Off the mark with a layup. Strong putback. Strong putback by Nice. Rebound and putback. He's tough underneath, and that's 9 points for Nice. Punxsie leads 13-5. There's the three ball by Talon Reese, and it's off the mark. Weinberg with a rebound. Gets it out to Adam Ward for a medium-range jumper. Adam Ward sinks it. So the Owls break that little scoring drought. They trail 13-7.
Good answer there, because things were starting to go a little sideways for us. So that's a nice bucket. Now we got to lock it down on defense.
Punxsie around the outside. I'd like to thank another sponsor of today's game, the Model T. And I'll give a little personal shout-out here to Jason. I love the prime rib, and mostly everything is great, so go support the Model T. Thank you for putting this game on today. And while we were gone there for that, the Owls came up with a rebound and have possession, down 13-7. Weinberg, middle jumper, off the mark, comes up with his own rebound, kicks it out to Adam. Adam off to Talon Reese. Talon takes his dribble down the lane, gets a shot up and off the mark. And Punxsie comes away with the rebound. Everybody watching out, trying not to get a foul there. We don't want to foul 80 feet from our basket. So Punxsutawney with possession, 13-7 they lead. And they look like they're going to take their time. But outside, Owls tough defense. There's a drive around Jake. And that's Presloyd. Presloyd with his first two in the out. Owls trail 15-7. Talon Reese comes back quick down court and lays it in for your Owls. 15-9. So Talon was shot out of a cannon there.
Yeah, good answer. Way to move the ball off the floor. Just on defense now, what can we do with Jake in foul trouble?
Got a referee in my way here. There's a drive and a block by Weinberg, and he comes away with the ball. Nice defense there by Chase. And Jake France to Adam Ward, way fast. Fast to the other end. Adam Ward lays it in, and there's a 30-second timeout by Punxsutawney. We're going to take a short break. This is Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
You've got questions when it comes to car care. Questions like, who can possibly fix this, and where can I take it? Well, Bradford Auto Service has the answers. Who? Bradford Auto Service, owned and operated by Brian Facilio. Where? That's an easy one. The shop where honest, good people take their vehicles for honest, good work. Bradford Auto Service. Automotive repairs and inspections. West Washington Street, Bradford. And remember, don't drink and drive.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. Both student bodies here doing the dueling chants to get us going here and coming out of the timeout. Bradford on a little run to cut the lead 15-11. Punxsutawney leads. They have possession. Owls are out there with Daniel Marasco checks into the game for first time in. Takes the place of Talon Reese. So Daniel Marasco in the game. Talon gets a little bit of a breather. Punxy with possession. Like to thank the new Bradford Auto Service as well as one of our sponsors bringing this game to you today. The new Bradford Auto Service. Thank you very much for helping us out and bringing this game to us. Punxy, jumper from the foul line off the mark. France with a rebound. France had an outlet but didn't see it. So France with the ball, still on the dribble. Takes it all the way. And off the mark, Jake did a nice spin move, but the shot was off the mark. Punxy quick the other way, off the mark. Rebounded by Weinberg.
Chase's fifth rebound of the half.
Wow. Very nice. Adam Ward with the ball now. Top of the key, hands it to Jake. Daniel Marasco working down low. Warner takes a three ball, and it's off the mark. Daniel Marasco with a strong rebound and put back. Very nice work there by Marasco. Got his man out of position. Nice, very nice. And your Owls trail 15-13. We got a tight game, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, we just had to weather an early storm of nerves and some foul trouble and such. It looks like both teams are in it now.
District 9 4A final here today from Clarion University.
Punxy in no hurry, very deliberate with the basketball, working it around the perimeter. You got to be very disciplined defensively when they take their time like this.
Indeed.
Can't fall asleep.
Indeed, yep. There's a three ball from the top of the key off the mark, and it's rebounded by Adam Ward. Quick to France, down line. Oh! They gave Jake a little bit of... Okay. And they call a jump ball, and that's going to be Bradford possession. So Jake, I think, got away with a little bit of an elbow there.
Media timeout.
And there's our media timeout. So we're going to take a break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
When you're looking for a bank you can trust, you look for certain characteristics. You look for a reliable, progressive, and friendly bank. You look for competitive rates and personalized attention with every transaction. You'll get all that and more at Hamlin Bank & Trust. With offices in Smethport, Kane, Eldred, Mount Jewett, Bradford, Olean, and now in St. Mary's, all the decisions are made locally with you, the customer, in mind. Trust experience. Trust Hamlin Bank & Trust Company. Member FDIC.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo in what's turning into a very exciting District 9 final. The Owls had fallen down 13-5. Since then, they've been on an 8-2 run, and we're at 15-13, Punxsutawney, Owls possession. Oh, and they tried to get it into Weinberg from under their basket and threw it away. So Punxy comes away with the ball. 2:25 to go in the first half. There's a three ball for Punxy, and it's good.
That's a killer, JP. Defensive confusion on Bradford's part, and they left Weaver wide open for a three-pointer.
Nobody picked up Weaver, and he was just there for a little practice shot. 18-13, Punxsutawney. Weinberg, top of the key, looking for an open man, gets it to France. Jake France, Weinberg down low, gets it to Reese down low. Reese gets it up and in. Talon tried to draw a foul, I think, there, but he got it in. So your Owls trail by three, 18-15. 1:46 to go in the first half. There's a drive. Oh! And that's, I don't agree with that, but that's going to be a third foul on Jake France.
Yeah, he had, I mean, the guy driving to the basket had Jake off balance a little bit. I think maybe he did hit him across the arms.
And, boy, that's...
It's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. So the first free throw is up and good by Weaver. Adam Ward's going to come back into the game. We'll make it through this first half here. I mean, he's going to come out in the second half with three fouls, so... The second free throw is good. So the Punxsutawney Chucks lead 20-15. 1:37 to go. So Punxsy on a little bit of a run here after the Owls made a run. So see if we can get back rolling here on the offensive end. Adam Ward, Reese at a point. Talon Reese drives down the lane. He gets hammered pretty good, but nothing. Adam Ward drives the lane. Kicks it out to Weinberg. Weinberg to Warner for a three ball off the mark. Weinberg with a strong rebound. He loses the handle. Reese with a rebound, and he loses the handle. And Punxsy comes away with it. A couple butterfingers there for a couple players. Three ball for Punxsy is short. And they save it from going out of bounds. And Punxsy gets a layup and another rebound miss. And there's a medium-range jumper that's missed, and Talon Reese comes away with it. So we're at 43 seconds. Owls ball. Weinberg, Ward, Warner, top of the key. Daniel Marasco trying to get open. Warner to Reese in the corner. Reese ball fake and a drive, and he tries to get a shot off, and he does. And he gets fouled. He'll shoot two.
Good take by Talon. Now we got to knock down these free throws. You know,
number 12.
I don't think Punxsy's missed a free throw tonight, and we haven't made one.
Yeah, we're currently 0-4, and we're about to shoot two here. We need to get these two.
And we're down five, so they're crucial.
And first one's up and in by Talon Reese. And into the game comes Marcus Twilliger for Chase Weinberg. Get Chase a little bit of. Little extra here on halftime. 25.8 seconds left. Second free throw by Talon is up, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsutawney. So it's a four-point lead for Punxsutawney with possession and 20 seconds to go in the half. I'm sure they'll hold it for our last possession. Nine seconds to go. And it's a drive, and it's a up shot, up and in, or off a mark.
Nesbitt
gathered that rebound, put it right back in as the horn went off.
So, yes, they missed a shot. Nesbitt gets the rebound. He was in great position. So Punxsy takes a six-point lead to the locker room, 22-16. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Today's Bradford Owls District 9 Championship basketball game is brought to you live on WESB Sports and on demand at WESB.com. Sponsored by W.R. Case & Sons, The Model T Inn, New Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Metallico, Burns & Burns Insurance, Jim Coast Sales & Service, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, and the Love Toyota Collision Center. This is Bradford Owls Championship Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico prices.
It's the way we live today. Work, school, family, friends. Our lives are busy. Our time is valuable. So when it's time to make an important decision on buying or selling your home, it's time to turn to a professional who can get the job done. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls and community sports. Kathy Obermeyer gives a hoot out to our Owls coaches, cheerleaders, and fans. Play your best and have fun. Support your local sports programs and everyone wins. Let's go, Owls!
Whether you're working hard or hardly working, you'll find the right equipment at Jim Coast Sales and Service. See the hard-working line of Coyote tractors, mowers and blowers by Simplicity, Ferris and Echo, powerful Can-Am 4x4s and side-by-sides, Ski-Doo snowmobiles, and lots more. For every job, every adventure, and every season, Jim Coast has you covered. Jim Coast Sales and Service in Duke Center. Stop and see them today or visit them online at jimcoastsales.com.
Your friends at the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center remind you to drive extra carefully during these winter months. But if you find yourself slip-sliding away, they invite you to visit their Collision Center across from Love Toyota. From minor dings to major repairs, the Love professionals welcome you with free estimates and a truly state-of-the-art shop. They work with all major insurance companies and even handle all the paperwork for you. For your appointment, call 814-368-9500. That's the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to halftime of Bradford Owls basketball D9 Quad A championship game. Your Bradford Owls trail 22-16 at the half. We'll run down some stats real quick and then we'll talk about how it took shape. For Punxsutawney, they're led by Nice with 9 points and Weaver with 7 points. Your Owls have 3 scorers, Talon Reese with 5, Jake France with 5, and Adam Ward with 4. This is James Patrick alongside Jason Nusso. Jason, you know, what do you got over there?
Well, you know, Nice is the workhorse for them, okay? He's got all their points. He's got 4 rebounds for them. We got to do a better job on the glass. The way the half ended, you know, we didn't box out offensively or defensively, gave up an offensive rebound to them and a putback. For us, Chase is our plow horse right now. I mean, he's got 6 rebounds to go along with 2 assists with Jake in some foul trouble. You know, somebody's going to have to pick up the slack on the ball handling end. But I really think the big picture is just who's playing a better, cleaner game. And we're not. You know, we're turning the ball over. You know, we're still playing like we're a little nerved up. And I think we got to relax. I thought maybe we would lighten up a little bit with that run. But Coach Wrights from Punxsy calls a timeout, calms his guys down before they gave up the lead, and then they went back on a little bit of run to get things to where they are now.
Yeah, so we do have Jake France with 3 fouls, so he's in foul trouble at the half. I'm sure Coach Benardi will make the necessary adjustments during the halftime. One thing, it's troubling, the Owls are 1-for-5 from the free throw line. They so far haven't gotten that depth perception thing down here in the bigger gymnasium, but we'll see how the other end of the floor works for them.
Well, you know, again, this is even a different look than like when we used to play at the Riley Center, or again, if you're out at Pitt Bradford, you still have solid walls behind those baskets, whereas here, it's open. It's an open, like standing room only type of venue where you get your snacks, and so right behind the baskets, it's wide open with people sitting along you know, like a patio seating type of area. So it is a bit different. And when Chase missed those first two free throws of the game and they were short, I think you could tell the depth perception was off. And, of course, our shooting hasn't been terrific either. So hopefully maybe switching ends. It's a little more enclosed at the other end. I don't know, JP. I'm just hoping something clicks.
So I want to take a second to thank one more of our sponsors that brought this game to you. It's Hamlin Bank and Trust. If you're not doing your banking at Hamlin Bank and Trust, go do it at Hamlin Bank and Trust. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with you here at the half. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
When you're looking for a bank you can trust, you look for certain characteristics. You look for a reliable, progressive, and friendly bank. You look for competitive rates and personalized attention with every transaction. You'll get all that and more at Hamlin Bank and Trust. With offices in Smethport, Kane, Eldred, Mount Jewett, Bradford, Olean, and now in St. Mary's, all the decisions are made locally with you, the customer, in mind. Trust experience. Trust Hamlin Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
It's the Family Bar with the Car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals in a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries. Meet your friends at the T on the weekends and enjoy the races, basketball, golf, or whatever sport you're into on their big HD TVs and take advantage of their drink specials. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the Family Bar with the Car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
You've got questions when it comes to car care. Questions like, who can possibly fix this? And where can I take it? Well, Bradford Auto Service has the answers. Who? Bradford Auto Service, owned and operated by Brian Facilio. Where? That's an easy one. The shop where honest, good people take their vehicles for honest, good work. Bradford Auto Service. Automotive repairs and inspections. West Washington Street, Bradford. And remember, don't drink and drive.
Welcome back to Championship Saturday at the Clarion University Tippin Gymnasium, where your Bradford Owls are playing the Punxsy Chucks. We'll reset it real quick here, and we'll get, hopefully, a victory here in the second half. Your Owls currently trail 22-16. This is James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. Punxsy's going to start with possession. Your Owls are going to come out. Both teams are going to come out with the original five starters.
Yeah, so here we go. Punxsy with the basketball. With the alternating possession, and here we go.
So let's play some D, Owls. Punxsy around the outside. Talon Reese on the ball. Punxsy gets a step, and there's a foul. Foul and one. Kangerski is on the board now with his first two of the game.
Number 23, Talon Reese.
Kangerski took a tough to the basket, and he initiated the contact but drew the foul, and it's on Talon.
Wasn't sure if they were going to give it to him. So that free throw is off the mark, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Punxsutawney. So the Owls are going to have possession, trailing by 8.
It's hard to find a scoreboard.
Well, it's all modernized, and I'm not used to it. So, and I struggle. I don't struggle with math, but I just did. Oh, and there's an errant pass by your Owls. Reese and Ward weren't on the same page. Or that might have been Warner in the corner. But, okay, Owls was going to come back with this three-quarter court pressure, which they hadn't used this year against Punxsy, but we'll see how it operates. Punxsy gets it down low, and there's a basket by Nice.
And Nice.
Nice gets it anywhere near the basket, it's money, it seems like. Jake France with the ball. Hands it off to Adam Ward. Back to Jake. Three ball from the corner. Off the mark. Punxsie with the rebound. So the Owls need to get it together here. They're trailing by 10. 26-16. 6:51 to go in the third quarter. There's a pass down low. And a nice move by Thomas. Thomas puts it in. And Coach Bernardi's going to call timeout. It's a full timeout, so we'll take a break with him. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico prices.
When a person calls 988, they're connected to a crisis counselor.
Crisis is completely self-defined. If you're wondering if you should call, you should probably call.
A caller can expect to talk about coping skills, talk about resources, and ways to move forward beyond the call.
They can call us, they can chat, they can text. And when they come out on the other side, they're feeling better.
Call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to a very loud Tippin Gymnasium. The Owls are going to inbound the ball, trailing by 12. And that was interesting how Punxsie just came out to the floor. They sprinted from their coach's huddle. So the Owls working around. Daniel Marasco's checked into the game for Weinberg. Talon Reese with a reverse move and then too hard off the glass. Rebounded by Punxsie. Owls letting it get away here. They're going to have to tighten things up.
Yeah, they better get a hold of this real quick or it's going to be a hole they're not going to be able to climb out of.
So Punxsie taking the air out of the ball a little bit here. Passing around the outside. Tough defense by Daniel Marasco. And there is a drive and a foul on Adam Ward. That'll be Adam's second foul.
That was a good hard foul by Adam. I mean, he kind of got beat off the dribble, but he wasn't going to let the kid get an easy shot off. So, he's not in any foul trouble, and you can't take him home with you. You might as well.
Indeed. I want to thank another sponsor while Punxsie's shooting these free throws real quick. Metallico in Bradford on High Street. If you got scrap metal sitting around your house or you whatever you want to get rid of, you can usually get rid of it at Metallico. Thank you very much, Metallico, for helping us with this broadcast today. Thank you. And both free throws. Well, the second one's off the mark. The first one was good by Kangurski. And Chase had the rebound, but then it went off his hands, and Punxsie's going to maintain possession with a 13-point lead.
Not a good call there. Chase had position, but the kid reached around him and knocked it out of bounds. Then he gave it back to Punxsie.
Punxsie with the ball. Owls still in a man-to-man defense. Original five starters out there for your Owls. Weinberg, Ward, Warner, France, Reese. There's a drive by Punxsie and a put up, and it's off the mark. Weinberg with the rebound. Let's go, Owls. Let's get a basket. Owls trail by 13. Well, Talon got it under the basket and tried. He went too far into the basket and tried to do a playground shot. Didn't make it. So Punxsie comes away with the ball. Adam Ward guards the ball, top of the key.
And Punxsie looking to do what they do best, get to the bucket, but there's a three-pointer up and no good, but a rebound back to Punxsie.
And there's that Nice. Nice is just up. Oh, a travel. Travel. I thought they were going to get another foul on Adam Ward. Okay, there's a travel on Punxsie. So the Owls are going to have possession, trailing 29-16. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. I really need a basket here. Talon Reese sets the play. Brendan Warner on a wing. Weinberg gives him a screen. There's Jake with a fake and a floater, and it's off. Rebounded by Adam Ward and put back up in. I was shaded and couldn't see him. Adam underneath there, hustling and getting aboard to put back. See if the Owls can get a stop now. They trail by 11. 29-18, 4:25 to go in the third. And there's a drive, kick back out for, and there's a drive down the lane. And there's a foul on Weinberg. That'll be Chase's second, and two shots for Punxsutawney. I'm going to take this time again to announce another one of the fine sponsors that brought the game to you today, Burns & Burns Insurance. Thank you very much, Burns & Burns Insurance. We needed extra sponsors to step up and bring this broadcast to you guys today, and all these ones I mentioned stepped up, and I thank you. First free throw for Punxy is good.
Checking in with Punxsutawney along with Cooper Hallman.
Second free throw is good. Punxsutawney comes away with a 13-point lead, 31-18. Once again, the Owls need a basket. They're having to work pretty hard right here on the offensive end, but here comes Jake down the lane, and Jake gets the man to foul him. Oh, Jake's coming away with some pain in the knee right there. That's not good.
Also number five, Noah Kongerski, his third.
That's the third foul on Kongerski.
Media timeout.
There's a media timeout, so we'll take a break with him. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Whether you're working hard or hardly working, you'll find the right equipment at Jim Coast Sales and Service. See the hardworking line of Coyote tractors, mowers and blowers by Simplicity, Ferris and Echo, powerful Can-Am 4x4s and side-by-sides, Ski-Doo snowmobiles, and lots more. For every job, every adventure, and every season, Jim Coast has you covered. Jim Coast Sales and Service in Duke Center. Stop and see them today or visit them online at jimcoastsales.com.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Tippin Gymnasium. James Patrick and Jason Nuzzo here for the D9 Quad A Championship game. Jake France, first free throw is up and good. 31-19, Punxsutawney leads. Jake with another chance to charity stripe here and count it. It's good. So, the Owls trail by 11, 31-20. Original five starters in there for your Owls. It did look like Jake France tweaked his knee, I think, which has been an ongoing thing for quite a while. There's a three ball by Punxy, and it's good. That's Presloy.
Presloy for three.
Punxsutawney.
That's a big shot, because I was going to say, if we can get this around five at the end of the quarter, we're in good shape. Yep. They extended it out to 14.
3:28 to go. 14-point lead for Punxsutawney. Adam Ward gets it to the foul line, kicks it back out for France, who sets up a new play. France seems to be going okay on that knee of his. There's Warner for a straightaway three, and it's good. Brendan Warner. Brendan Warner on the board. They announced Jake France, but it was Brendan Warner.
Yeah, well, we gotta get Boo going, because you know we need some points.
Yep. Owls trail by 11. Gonna stop here and get it under double digits. Man to man, tough defense. Punxy with a drive, high off the glass and in. That's
Presloy
high up off the glass. Here goes Warner to the other end. And the basket, and one. Brendan Warner took
basket
it.
Basket is good. Brendan Warner.
Brendan Warner took it the whole way, and Punxy committed to foul, and he got it to go.
Number three, Bo Thomas.
Yeah, like I just said, if we get him going, you know, he's in the books. Okay, now we got to, because we need plays.
Brendan Warner,
I mean,
will be at the line.
We got to generate some offense. Brandon, it's got to come from somewhere, and if it's going to come from Boo or somebody else,
yep. This
free, we got to get it going.
This free throw would make it a 10-point game. Daniel Marasco checks in for Talon Reese. Nice hand for Talon by the Bradford crowd. Warner's free throw is good. And your Owls trail by 10. Three-quarter court pressure here by the Owls. Adam Ward guards the ball as it comes across the timeline. Adam Ward, that looked like a mic. Was that an extra step?
I think he got it out just in time.
Oh, my goodness.
It was close.
So, Daniel Marasco pressuring the ball. Punxsie at the foul line, kick it back out. And there's another drive. And there's that pesky kid, number 22. And we got it away from him. So quick hands by Weinberg gets the ball away from Nice down low. And you're, oh. And then the Owls commit their own turnover. So a chance there to cut into a double-digit lead and not on the same page.
Well, Jake had Danny Marasco on the left side of the basket wide open. Just a little strong with the pass, and out of bounds it went.
So the Owls back on defense. Jake pressures the ball.
But, you know, it's those kind of missed opportunities that are killing us.
Punxsie, foul line drive. Leaves it there for Nice. Nice kicks it back out. Punxsie being very deliberate. 1:36 to go in the third. And there's that Nice again.
Jimmy Nice.
That's a 30-second timeout by Coach Pinardi.
Punxsutawney,
30-second timeout. We're going to stay here for this one. I'm going to recognize another one of our sponsors. So I've never been there because I don't have these hobbies, but this place has grown like crazy over the years. Jim Coast Sales and Service watched it grow out of what looked like a garage years ago to this monster place over there in Eldred. So congratulations to Jim Coast Sales and Service for your expansions over the years, and thank you for sponsoring Bradford Owls basketball. So we're going to come out of this timeout trailing by 12, Jason.
Well, we got to get a bucket here. Hope he can hold them and maybe get this thing under 10 before we get to the fourth quarter.
Adam Ward with the ball, top of the key. Warner in the corner. Warner down low to Daniel Marasco, and he bobbled it but recovered it. Warner now tries to beat his man. Kicks it out to France. France with a medium range jumper, short. Oh, Warner saves it, gets it to Ward. Adam Ward.
You know, 1 minute remaining in the quarter.
Mr. Hustle, Adam Ward gets it to a 10-point lead for Punxsie.
And great hustle by Boo to keep that ball alive so we could keep that scoring opportunity there.
Owls need to get a stop. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Adam Ward pressures the ball. Oh, and he gets a hand in there a little too far. So Adam went for a steal there. Quick hands, but they called the foul.
Number one, Adam Ward.
That's his third.
Two foul number four.
Team foul, so now we don't want to foul them again and put them at the line.
So there's their big man way out at the top. Nice. There's a jumper by Punxsie off the mark. Rebounded by Adam Ward. Comes away with it. Quick down court. Adam looks for an open man. It's Warner. They cut Warner off. He was thinking about a three ball. Warner back to Ward in the corner. Ward brings it back up top of the key. Owls can cut it under 10 here. Oh, and it's stolen away from Ward. And here goes Punxsie. And it goes out of bounds off of Bradford. They stopped a... I think the Punxsie player thought the clock was running out. So he tried to put up something.
Something coming at the foul line instead of getting to the basket. He had 3 extra seconds.
Yeah, there's 3.5 seconds. Punxsie's going to inbound here. So they're going to get a three ball off. And it's off the mark. So it's going to be a 38-28 game going to the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Your friends at the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center remind you to drive extra carefully during these winter months. But if you find yourself slip-sliding away, they invite you to visit their collision center across from Love Toyota. From minor dings to major repairs, the Love professionals welcome you with free estimates and a truly state-of-the-art shop. They work with all major insurance companies and even handle all the paperwork for you. For your appointment, call 814-368-9500. That's the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
All right, guys, let's go! Come on! Let's go!
And welcome back to Clearing University at Tippin Gymnasium. I'm Jason Uzo along with James Patrick. We're
talent.
Heading into the fourth quarter for the District 9 title. Your Bradford Owls are down 38-28.
Pardon me while I scream at the players, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you were doing exactly what I think Coach Benardi was hopefully doing in that huddle. It's not a matter of X's and O's at this point. It's a matter of digging deep and finding out a way to pull this victory out.
I don't want the season to end myself. There's France down low. Gets it out to Weinberg. And
3 second call.
Oh, 3 seconds. I haven't, boy, you very seldom see that anymore. There's a 3 second call. Come on, defense, let's go. So I might be a little bit loud here in the fourth quarter, but we need it. Talon Reese guards the ball. Owls are out there with the original five starters. Down by 10. 7:23 to go in the game. And nice defense there by Adam Ward. Adam's still on the ball, and then they break free. Oh. And I'll tell you what. That's Weaver down low. He's strong as heck, too. And really good defense by the Owls, but it was just better offensive. Okay. Jake took it hard to the basket, and they called a foul. He's going to shoot two.
Very interesting there. The outside officials, the one that called it, not the one under the bucket. But I think it was the right call.
He's going to shoot already, so I'm not going to do that. But first one's up and good by Jake. You can cut it to 10 again. It's 40-29. 6:52 to go in the game. And the second one's good. 10-point game. The Owls are going to put a three-quarter court pressure on the ball.
And there's got to be some urgency on the defensive side as well. Too easy to the bucket.
Too hard with a shot. Oh, no. So Punksy gives him a missed layup, and Chase couldn't handle the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. So Punksy retains possession. They get it in out to the three-point line. And he takes the three ball, and it's good. That's Weaver. Punksy's shooting well, moving the ball well. There's your Owls. Throw the ball away. It's getting away from him here.
Yeah, and that was a forced pass by Talon. He tried to weave it in between three different guys in the chase. But, I mean, I had the angle. There was no angle for that pass. And now we got a foul up top as Jake France guarding the ball. Bodying his guy up, and he's going to get called for a block.
10, Jake France. That's his fourth.
You got to keep him in there.
You got to go with him.
You got to keep him in there. He's got four fouls, but what are we doing?
I'm not sure.
Referee went over and said something to Jake, blew an extra whistle, said something to him.
But it wasn't
contentious.
They threw
it away.
Okay.
Punksy throws away the inbound, and there goes Jake down and in. So Jake France cuts it to 11. 11-point game. Talon Reese tries to get a hand in there. Al's trying to strip that ball away right now. Need to get a defensive stand. Punksy around the perimeter. Talon Reese guards the ball way up top, and they call a foul on Talon. That's a second foul on Talon.
Foul on number 23, Talon Reese, is third.
Oh, third on Talon.
Team foul number two.
That's two team fouls. So Punksy's going to inbound. Long inbound pass to Nice. Nice hands it off at the point. Punksy being taking their time. And, we talked about it all season, but it's the way it is. There's no shot clock in Pennsylvania, so you can take the air out of the ball. And there's the errant shot. Nice got out of his element there.
Yeah, one of the few mistakes made by him today.
He took a jumper, and it didn't make it, went out of bounds. Owls with possession down by 11. See if we can get one here. Come on, Bradford. There goes Jake. kicks it out to Talon for three. There's Talon Reese. That's Talon's first points of the game, ladies and gentlemen. So the Gals are back within eight. Come on, defense. 5 minutes to go in the game. Let's get another stand here. Come on.
Oh, and a reach by Talon.
Oh, Talon went for the steal, and that's going to be four fouls on Talon.
Number 23, Talon Reese.
We are...
There was some contact there. JP, I don't know if it was a foul or not, because if he gets that ball, I mean, he knocked it loose. He's got an easy two at this end, and then...
Oh, my.
It's a totally different game.
Yep.
So
two guys in there for your Owls with four fouls. We got to play it out, ladies and gentlemen. 4:49 to go. Your Owls trail by eight. Reese on the defense again. Now, they've all got to watch themselves. Punksy kind of taking the air out of it a little bit, passing around the perimeter. The Owls with tough defense. There's a double team, and the Owls go. They got it away from them, but couldn't come away with the ball. And now Punksy down low, and there's a three ball. Kicked out for the three. Off the mark. Oh, and there's that Nice again. And that's Weinberg with the foul.
That's Nice's eighth rebound of the game. And actually, that foul's on
23.
On Reese.
Oh.
That's his fifth personal foul.
Talon Reese fouls out of the game with just that three ball he just made last time down court for on the record. End of the game for Talon comes Marcus Twilliger. So
Nice at the line for Buxatoni on two shots.
Nice at the line for two. 4:18 to go. Your Owls trail by eight. And it's off the mark.
Let's get him to miss another one.
Oh. Let me thank longtime sponsor and listener Kathy Obermeyer. She's always listening to me on the radio, telling me I do good. Team VP ERA Real Estate, thank you very much for helping bring this game to us today. So there's a steal by Punxsutawney and a layup. And it's in.
Zach Presloyd.
And that's Presloyd. And there's a timeout taken by Punksy.
Yeah.
It's last push time for your Owls. Down by 11 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Jake France with the ball. There's Brendan Warner. Thinks about a three. Then he drives, kicks it out to Twilliger for a three. And it's good. Marcus Twilliger with a three ball.
Marcus Twilliger for three.
Owls not dead yet. Down by eight. Pressure on the ball by the Owls. And an open three for Punksy. Off the mark. Rebounded by Punksy.
Gotta have those.
And there's
rebounds.
A quick hand by Adam Ward with a steal. I had a great angle on that. So your Owls are down by eight with the ball. Adam Ward got his hands in there. It was beautiful. There's Warner for three. And it's good. Brendan Warner. Your Owls storming back. Okay, I am that excited. We're 5 points down, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, defense. Marcus Twilliger guards the ball for Bradford. Guards, Punxsutawney possession. 46-41, Punxsutawney lead. Owls just back-to-back three balls right there. Punxsy with the ball, foul line, drives in. There's a drive, that's a foul, and that's on Adam Ward. That'll be his fourth.
298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
And there's a foul on Weinberg. Punksy got the rebound off a missed free throw.
Foul's on number 21, Chase Weinberg.
This has been a rough sequence going into that timeout. We put him at the line with our fifth foul. Then we can't secure the offensive rebound or the defensive rebound. They get it back. They get fouled, and now Thomas goes to the line and hits his first free throw.
Yeah, so we're back to a seven-point game. Your Owls with back-to-back three-pointers to get them within five. Second free throw's up, and good. So, eight-point game. Warner quick down the court. 2:39 to go. Twilliger, France. France drives, puts it up, and in.
Jake France,
up and in. Six-point game. Owls pressure the ball. Punksy gets it across the timeline. 2 minutes, 21 seconds to go in the game. D9 title at stake. I think I would foul number 22 away from the ball, Jason.
Well,
who'd they foul?
23. That was Marcus.
No, no. Oh, they fouled 23.
11, Marcus Terwilliger. That's his first.
23 is probably a little better foul through free throw shooter than 22. And the first one's up. And off the mark. Hit every part of the rim, and it's off the mark. So your Owls trail by six. One more free throw here for Punxsie. And it's good. So your Owls trail by seven with possession. 157 to go in the game. Jake looking for a three. Gets it down low to Weinberg, who's fouled. I don't think Punxsie's in the
outside number two, Zach Presslow.
I don't think Punxsie's. That's only two team fouls.
Number two.
So the Owls are not gonna shoot free throws for quite a while. 149 to go. Terwilliger in the corner. Adam Ward on a point. Brendan Warner gets it back to Ward. Jake France trying to get open for a three. Tries to get it down to Adam Ward. Tipped out of bounds off of Punxsutawney.
Right now, Punxsie's guarding the perimeter. They're not giving up any threes. So our guys do need to look inside because they're challenging everything on the outside.
There's a long inbound pass. Oh, and the lights just went out and Tippin Gymnasium.
I'd like to say we were shooting the lights out, but I don't think we were. But we didn't lose power.
We didn't lose power. Somebody turned the lights off, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I guess, and I was just informed it happened earlier, so it must have happened in the girls' game, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, I wonder if it's like in the movie Airplane where the guy was turning the lights on and off the runway as the planes were coming in. Maybe there's some dude standing at a light switch, you know, just goofing around with us.
So the Owls will maintain possession here. 135 to go, down by 17 points. Sorry. So, what the heck? Down by 7 points. I'm a little too excited, ladies and gentlemen. So, Jake France will inbound.
Well, maybe not everything is as nice with this facility as we thought. Do you know anything about electrical work?
I do. We could probably fix the lights.
Probably a short somewhere.
I'm going to charge him, though. Warner for three. Good. Brendan Warner for three ball.
Brendan Warner for three.
Timeout. Coach Bernardi, full timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. Okay, back to the action. Punxsutawney looks to inbound. The Owls pressure the ball. There's a foul on Marcus Terwilliger. That's Marcus's second foul. So that's going to put Punxsie at the line. 4-point lead for Punxsutawney. 1:23 to go in the game.
Punxsutawney with two shots.
It's going to be Weaver at the line. So the Owls have gotten it back to 4-point game, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty exciting here in Tippin Gymnasium. The first free throw is off the mark for Weaver. I always say, tighten your seatbelt, ladies and gentlemen. Second free throw is up and good. So, 5-point game. Owls possession. 1:20 to go in the game. Brendan Warner drives down, kicks it out to Weinberg. Weinberg takes a drive, lays it in. Owls within 3 points. Pressure on the ball. And a foul on Terwilliger.
You know, it really helped early in this quarter to get ourselves into a little bit of foul trouble because now we're going to extend the game and put them on the line. And we'll trade 1 point for our two the rest of the way as we keep chipping away at this lead.
As crazy as it sounds, that's Chase Weinberg's first basket of the game.
Incredible. I can't believe that.
First 2 points for Weinberg. First free throw is up and off the mark.
You think about this. We went 3 quarters with no buckets from Talon. How many quarters without any buckets from Boo? And now Chase. And now they're starting to get going.
Second free throw is up and in. Owls are going to have possession down by four. 1 minute to go in the game, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a layup by Jake France. France goes all the way down low. 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got a two-point basketball game here at Tiffin Gymnasium.
30-second timeout.
Jason, this is exactly what we came for.
That's right. You know, and these are, hey, you know, these are two evenly matched teams. We talked about this on the way down when you missed running over the groundhog, by the way. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. And so these are two evenly matched teams. We split during the regular season. Both were 12 to 14 point deficits, or games. You know, so we knew they would be evenly matched, and now it's coming to a head right now. So now I don't think we need to foul. We need to pressure the ball, see what they get into in the half court, and then if we have to, we can, but we don't have to foul right away.
Okay, full court pressure here for your Owls. Punxsutawney inbounds, leading by two. Weinberg on the ball. Punxsutawney gets it across the timeline. Tough defense on the ball. Marcus Twilliger. And they called a foul on Twilliger. I don't think he got the guy.
I don't know that he meant to foul him there, but this is not the kid I would want to put at the free throw line.
That's his fourth.
This is Kingerski going to go to the line up by two.
Going Kingerski at the line for Punxsutawney. Go up two shots.
Well, maybe it'll work out, Jason. First one's up and good.
And Punxsy has fouls to give. So they only have two team fouls this quarter, JP, so they could foul us a little bit up the floor to make things difficult.
Yep. So Punxsy stretches it to a four-point game right there.
Punxsutawney, a full timeout.
Punxsutawney takes a full timeout. We'll take one more timeout with him. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's the way we live today. Work, school, family, friends. Our lives are busy. Our time is valuable. So when it's time to make an important decision on buying or selling your home, it's time to turn to a professional who can get the job done. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls and community sports. Kathy Obermeyer gives a hoot out to our Owls coaches, cheerleaders, and fans. Play your best and have fun. Support your local sports programs and everyone wins. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Okay, the Owls with possession. Jake
today,
France down
Bradford
the line.
Owls, District 9 championship basketball game.
And a foul on Weinberg. Jake had the layup. He's very unhappy with himself.
That would have cut it to two.
Offside number 21.
He left it short. And
Chase Weinberg. That's
they got the fourth. Rebound, and Chase had to make the foul. Oh.
And that's the fourth on Chase.
He
couldn't have
shots.
Asked for a better look for poor Jake.
4-point game, 38.9 to go. First free throw's up and good by Thomas.
So even if he makes this, it's still a two-possession game. But we're going to need some luck.
And he does make it. 6-point game, Owls ball. Owls quick up the court, 37 seconds to go. France drives the lane and gets fouled.
And like I said, Punxsy's got fouls to give.
Fouls to give, yeah. So
number 23, Noah Weaver. His first team foul, number three.
They're well coached, so they know they have fouls to burn on the other end. Here comes France. France is going to drive again. And they're going to give him a foul on Punxsutawney. Two shots for Jake.
Oh, that was very generous because I don't know what
he
was getting busted across the free throw line. He really wasn't in a shooting motion.
And they gave him the Euro step, I think. So we'll take it. Jake's first one's up and in.
Tell you what, I wouldn't actually mind if he missed this one and we rebounded to put it back in.
5-point game, 29 seconds. And a 4-point game. He makes the second one. Okay, pressure on the ball by your Owls. And a foul on Warner. It's really their only thing it can do right now, ladies and gentlemen, is the fouls and trying to get one or two missed.
That's his first.
So it's 56-52, 25.5 seconds to go in the game.
No, it can nurse get the line.
A D9 title at stake. Nagurski with a free throw. Good.
Yeah, wrong guy to foul.
Yep.
I don't know that he's missed one tonight.
And this will take it back to a 6-point game. It's good. Possession, 25 seconds to go, 6 points down. They're guarding outside threes. They're not letting us get anything going. 12 seconds, a long three by France. Off the mark, rebounded by Punksy. Foul on Daniel Marasco. There's the guy going to the line that I've been wanting to go to the line, but looks like too little too late for your Owls.
Well, Nace had the big first half, JP. He's been pretty quiet this half, but that is his 10th rebound and maybe most important one of the game.
Chase Weinberg just fouled out. That's a senior, probably making his last appearance here.
Jimmy Nace at the line.
You know, and there's a kid there. He probably didn't even think he was going to play this year.
Yeah.
He was in that terrible motocross accident at the beginning of the season, over the summer. Didn't even look like he was going to play.
So Nace makes the first free throw and the second free throw. Punxsutawney with an 8-point lead with 8 seconds left. The Owls will just come down and throw something up, I'm sure. Warner's going to try to end the season there, and then he misses. That's your final score, ladies and gentlemen. Punxsutawney 60, Bradford 52. We'll tally up the scores, and we'll get back to you. This has been Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Today's Bradford Owls District 9 Championship Basketball game is brought to you live on WESB Sports and on demand at WESB.com. Sponsored by W.R. Case & Sons, The Model T Inn, New Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Metallico, Burns & Burns Insurance, Jim Coast Sales & Service, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, and the Love Toyota Collision Center. This is Bradford Owls Championship Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Your friends at the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center remind you to drive extra carefully during these winter months. But if you find yourself slip-sliding away, they invite you to visit their collision center across from Love Toyota. From minor dings to major repairs, the Love professionals welcome you with free estimates and a truly state-of-the-art shop. They work with all major insurance companies and even handle all the paperwork for you. For your appointment, call 814-368-9500. That's the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Clarion. James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. We're going to be battling with the award ceremony for a few minutes. So your Owls come up short, 60-52. They cut it to a 2-point game. You can probably still hear me yelling, folks, back home. So the Owls just received their second-place medals. It was still a very successful season. Nice result. They come up short. Punxsutawney was just a better team today. Three for each team. Weaver, Nace, Kangurski. 16-15-9 for Punxsutawney. Your Owls were led by three seniors playing their last game. Jake France with 17, Brendan Warner with 12, Adam Ward with 8. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great season. Jason, they fought hard.
They fought real hard, and you know, it's just a great group of young men. You know, these guys started out during the COVID year as freshmen, these seniors, and they've been dedicated to the program, and, you know, to fall just that short, you know, it's bittersweet. You know, I mean, we were right there. It was there for us to take, but we came up short. But they should be proud of their effort, proud of what they put into this program, proud of the tone that they have set for the young guys to come. JV's had a great year. There's a lot that we can build on from here. But, you know, so long to a terrific group of seniors. You know, Adam Moore, Nasir Armstrong, Jake Franz, Boo Warner, Wyatt Stark, and Chase Weinberg. Great group of guys.
Great group of kids.
Very dedicated and left their mark on Bradford basketball.
Yep. So that's really it from here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for tuning in all season long. I want to thank these great sponsors real quick. W.R. Case & Sons, the Model T Inn, New Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank and Trust, Metallico, Burns and Burns Insurance, Jimco Sales and Service, Kathy Obermeyer, Team VP, ERA Real Estate, Love Toyota Collision Center. If you listened today and liked it, it wouldn't have been possible without those sponsors. Jason, thank you for tagging along with me a couple times this year.
Thank you. Fun to work with you. Thanks. Yeah, it was a great season.
So we're going to let you go and have a great day, folks. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.